Thank you for choosing this group. This is a work group. If you are here, know that you shall do serious things. We ask that you align yourselves in rows of five, leaving between you a half a meter gap. Here we make serious things. If you want poetry, you should be in another group. Here, you must work. There is a camera recording everything that you do. We know what you do and what not. Do not cheat. Good. If you form groups as required, do a repetition of 10 squats. Okay, maybe you are in the wrong group. Maybe this is not the group for you. If you choose to go about it lyrically, next time make better judgments. Your colleagues from the other group have just been informed that there are corn spikes in the wind breeze. Look at them. Here, we do serious things. Use the person in front of and respectively behind you for the next set of exercises. Between you and your work partner, there must be a gap about half a meter wide. If someone is left without a partner, we kindly ask that he informs us by raising their hand. You lean against the person in front of you, hand in hand. You sit with your body slightly inclined, the center of gravity being on the tip of your feet. Then, in turns, one then the other, you push against the hands of the one in front of you. At the end, each of you must have done a series of five such pushes. Continue. You're doing very well. You are doing very well what you're being asked to do. Here we do serious stuff. If you find it difficult, then you should know that the actors in Spartacus were forced to sit in a gladiator's boot camp where they had to repeatedly do the Dirty 30s series. They would carry on doing, for a set number of times, an exercise for 10 minutes. If they missed one repetition, they'd have to work until they achieved the set norm of repetitions. Would you like to try it? It's a joke. Now stop. Here's a game. Playfully hit your partner with your right and on their left shoulder. It's a game. It mustn't hurt them or, God forbid, make them fall off their feet. It's a game. You each must do this 10 times. Very good. You are doing marvelous. You are doing this very, very well. Now take your partner's right arm and play with it for a minute. Your partner must loosen their arm, accept the movements you are proposing. Continue. You are doing exquisitely. You may take them by the arm, propose that you walk together, resting against the chosen arm. You may even dance. You may caress their arm. You may shake their arm. Remember that this is playing with your partner's arm. You mustn't rip it off from the shoulder. You may even braid your arms together. If this sounds complicated, ask for help, and one of our employees will come to assist. Very, very good. Now change. Very well, go on. You are doing splendidly. Here we do serious stuff. There is no time for poetry. We live in the concrete reality. Now, what if your partner's arm were a weapon? Imagine that your partner's arm is a weapon. We're playing. It's just a game. Imagine that your partner's arm is a toy gun. Partner, let your arm loose. Maneuver your partner's arm as if it were a toy gun. We are playing. Yeah? Now, set your toy gun on one of the colleagues from the other group. You know, the ones with the poetry. Don't shoot. Just sit like this for a little. Enough for us to count down from 20 to 0. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put the toy guns down. What would you not ever do to another person? What would you not do unto yourself? War. Say this word in a whisper so that it can be heard by those near you, then a bit louder. Repeat. War. Say this word repeatedly until your voice and the voices of those amidst you find yourself become one. You are one voice. You are all saying war. Say together, war. Water deprivation. Sleep deprivation. Nourishment deprivation. Ripping the child from their mother. Destruction of natural habitats. I will tell you a secret. There is nothing a person would not do to another person. For our next exercise, I want you to think of a comfy position. You do not need to work in pairs anymore. You can separate. Hug your partner and move away from them. You may sit or you may move freely around. You may take big steps around us all. Ever since the war in Ukraine started, the dancer and choreographer Anton Ovchinnikov has begun writing a series of poems that he posts on his social media accounts. Through these texts, the artist sets to remain aware of the surrounding reality while, at the same time, talking about a body that is stuck, the dancer's body. This is one of such texts written by him. Please listen to it. This is how horses fly across the steppes on the plains. Like wild birds tearing the earth to pieces, trampling the grass. Drinking the wind. This is how faceless men of steel walk through concrete cities, letting the light through in a place where all have long forgotten about the light. This is how fish swim against the current to the seashore, spawning, glinting silver, scattering spray. This is how heart beats when eyes cry dark with pain, and in the morning the words of their faith rise in obelisks. This is how the snow covers the cave paintings with blue eyes, keeping under their cold the hot secrets of eternity. This is how neural mirrors make people holy, filling every cell with the consciousness of human greatness. This is how birds protect their chicks during sleepy nights. Ask her where she hides her strength in her weary wings. This is how the superstitious old mother prays to all the saints, and how she silently finds her shaved-headed children on the scaffold. This is how rivers carry life and wash the souls and bodies of the dead wet by the rain without fear of eternally drying in the sun. This is how the sincerity of words opens the hearts of the dry and hardened, preventing madness and courage from falling into eternal oblivion. What is your favorite place in the city? Think about it. It can be a park, a coffee place, a restaurant, a bench, a sidewalk. It can be the office where you go each day, or the library, a bar, a place where you go to dance. Think of this place. Think of the gestures and actions taken there. You sit on a chair, perhaps. You sit on the bench. You lie down on the grass. Or maybe you read. Maybe you eat a croissant or drink a cappuccino. Or maybe a glass of Prosecco. Maybe you dance. Each one can do such things. Go on. You are doing it very well. You are doing it marvelously. Look at your colleagues from the other group. Try to let yourself become contaminated in your movement by their movement. This recording ends here. You may wait for your colleagues from the other group to be done, or you may join them and, without interrupting, try and do what they are doing. If you have decided to join the, let's call it the poetic group, it is good to know that what is going on here is a simulation of the end, the final moment, the end of it all. Welcome. Are you ready? If tomorrow all that you know or believe to know, all the actions that you know to do and with which your body is comfortable doing, become past. Are you ready? You trained and perhaps you believe yourself ready. You know that you could, if asked upon, draw a gun on another person and even shoot them. It will be of no use. A ray of light, as sharp as a knife's blade, cuts through the air. The palm turns into a fist, as if it wants to hold something, anything, for as long as necessary, but there is nothing left to hold. The light goes through the space slowly, as if it's carefully scanning each millimeter in search of proof of bygone days, and an item that you do not know falls next to you with a muffled sound, suspended echo. It is only the body which stands still, as in a refusal. Brushing the teeth will be futile.